Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Miller reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs throws to second for one, and Jurek throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wackenfuss moves to second. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0 for 1 in the game. Jurek hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish strikes out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Newman reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Herndon is chasing the ball. Armas rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tudor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki now playing third base. Jerry Uchter now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stapleton. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek is 0 for 2 in the game. Jurek takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Herndon scores. Parrish moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stanley now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Wackenfuss scores. Wilson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Wayne Krenchicki. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.